I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
It is a snowy, snowy Harlem. It's about to get really bad today, though, when it starts to melt and get brown.
Wow. You know, yes.
Yeah, not pretty.
Are we still talking about snow?
Wow, did you take J pills this morning?
Well, sometimes he just leaves it open.
Can we just, Don, let's just go.
Don, yeah, I'm in Harlem this weekend, and to see the kids throwing those snowballs is just amazing to me.
For real, I love it. I just look outside of my window and order as much Chinese food as possible. Can we talk about Iowa, please?
Okay.
Because it is do or die time in Iowa. The first votes, we've been talking about this a whole time. The first votes are about to be cast in Iowa in less than a week. Last night in a televised town hall on CNN, the Democratic candidates got their chance to give their final pitches to voters. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders went first, vowing to do away with President Obama's health care plan and raise taxes while doing it.
If we move toward a Medicare for all, not only do we cover the needs of all people, including that gentleman, we will save middle class people thousands of dollars a year on their health care bills, because now we pay by far per capita much, much more than any other country on earth. It is time, in my view, for us to have the courage to take on the insurance companies, take on the drug companies, and provide health care to all people at an affordable cost.
At an affordable cost. One thing I did do is watch Curb Your Enthusiasm over the snowy weekend, and I swear it is Bernie Sanders.
He looks just
like Larry David.
Larry David.
Like,
right?
Larry David. So Hillary Clinton's campaign has gone to great lengths trying to prove that Sanders wants to raise taxes on Americans with his Medicare for All plan. And last night, Sanders confirmed it. Yes, he wants to raise taxes. That's a little bit scary to a lot of people. Some people encourage it. They want it. I don't know. I'm scared of more taxes. Raising taxes may not sit well with a lot of voters, but the moment that drew a big applause, the most applause for Sanders, was his call for a political revolution.
If we are serious about rebuilding the American middle class, if we are serious about providing paid family and medical leave to all of our people, if we are serious about ending the disgrace of having so many of our children live in poverty, the real way to do it is to have millions of Americans finally stand up and say enough is enough.
The reality is that Bernie Sanders has gone from long shot, remember that, to first runner challenger, running neck and neck with Hillary Clinton in Iowa, even leading in New Hampshire among the Democrats. Clinton is feeling the burn. She came to play last night, though. Did y'all see her? She was not messing around. Her last question, by the way, her first question, was from a Sanders supporter, a student who questioned her honesty and lack of support from younger voters.
Just keep going forward. They fall by the wayside. They come up with these outlandish things. They make these charges. I just keep going forward because there's nothing to it. They throw all this stuff at me, and I'm still standing. But if you're new to politics, if it's the first time you've really paid attention, you go, oh my gosh, look at all of this. And you have to say to yourself, why are they throwing all of that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I've been on the front lines of change and progress since I was your age.
And that was a long time.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
Listen, no shade. I mean, she was good, and she's been in the arena for a long time. And like I said, she came to play and to win. And then there's Martin O'Malley, the only candidate to mention Black Lives Matter and crime among young black men, but he hardly made an impact in the forum, clearly dominated by two liberal political powerhouses. Last night was all about HRC and the burn. Next week will be the same when Americans finally start to do what's really important in any election, and that is vote.
Are you calling
it? There are very few black people in Iowa.
Yep.
And they're going after the Iowa voters, of course. Now, will Black Lives Matter when they get to South Carolina?
Oh yes.
Will that come up
yes.
in the discussion? Because
that's
it's not in any discussion around in Iowa.
No, but it will be in South Carolina and in southern states, because that's her bulwark against Bernie Sanders. It's her support among African Americans. And if the moderator doesn't bring it up, they would be crazy. They would, wouldn't if they wouldn't, if they don't bring
well,
it up.
She'll bring it up.
Hillary Clinton will she'll certainly bring it up.
But they'll bring it up simply because of what you've had in the most recent months
in the South,
in Charleston, regarding the flag and the shooting at the church and all of the other things that have come to light, certainly.
You got to bring it up because of the demographics of those states, too. You have to have African-American voters to win in those states. And that's an issue for voters, especially in South Carolina and even North Carolina, all over the South. That's an issue for voters. Yes, Tom, it will come up. And it should. It should have come up more last night.
But they're in Iowa, and black lives really don't matter in Iowa because there's no hardly any black people live there. What's the percentage of black people
in Iowa?
Firstly,
last night, but they're also playing to a national audience because it's on television. And I think it was very smart of Martin O'Malley to bring it up in front of a national audience.
Yeah. And he's got nothing to lose.
No, he really doesn't.
I mean, you know, for everybody's talking about those two, and he's barely a blip on the screen. But he, you know, he stands to gain if he continues to make that kind of statement.
Listen, I know that Black Lives Matter. I know that.
You got
all
it.
Lives matter.
That's pretty good.
That's very good, man. That's good.
I know that. But we need to get the income equally together.
You sound like the love child of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump.
All right. Good job, Don.
Stay
Thank
warm,
you, sir.
Don.
Thank you, madam. Have a great day.